This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And if you're wondering what the next wave of tech has to offer, it turns out it's complicated. The Journal's CEO Council aims to find out. That's after these tech headlines. After years of steady growth, auto sales in the U.S., Europe, and China are slowing, denting earnings across the sector and prompting more car manufacturers to find partners to share the costs of developing new models and, of course, investing in new technologies. Enter Fiat Chrysler, which has just proposed a roughly $40 billion merger with French rival Renault, a deal that, if completed, would complete the third largest automaker by production. Car makers are also under pressure amid a shift towards car sharing rather than car owning. It's also grappling with more stringent emission standards and the need to invest hundreds of billions of dollars on developing the tech needed for electric cars and autonomous driving. Fiat Chrysler said its proposal came after an initial period of discussions with Renault to identify products and markets to collaborate on electric vehicles, self-driving cars, and in-car connectivity. So what's next for the global space race? Half a century after the U.S. landed on the moon, a new space race is gathering pace, and China has particularly ambitious plans. It wants to build a manned lunar base within the next decade and start mining for energy resources. The Journal notes how other governments have big plans, too. In the U.S., NASA recently unveiled plans to return to the moon, and it requested a $1.6 billion budget increase for 2020 to pull it off. President Trump also has proposed a Space Force, which is a military branch dedicated to space. Read more on the global space race from science writer Lee Hotz at WSJ.com. The Journal makes the case that Wall Street isn't buying what Silicon Valley is selling. And it isn't just Uber, whose public performance has looked grim compared with its private fundraising. Private investments in six of the 10 best-funded U.S. tech startups to go public since 2015 have fallen from the peak levels they hit in funding rounds before the company's stock debuts. This is all according to a Wall Street Journal analysis of data from research firm PitchBook. Despite Wall Street's apparent skepticism, the flood of cash continues, however. Food delivery company DoorDash just announced new funding at a valuation of around $12.6 billion. That's nine times what it was a year ago. The Journal goes on to say few have more at stake in this area than SoftBank. Its initial investment in Uber is up about 20%. And while unclear how long the company plans to hold its Uber stake, the Journal says the company has made clear its investment style is closer to that of a venture capitalist than a public market investor looking at future cash flows. Coming up, are you ready for the next wave of the tech revolution? Because it's ready for you. We just need to figure out what it is. The Wall Street Journal's CEO Council connects the world's most influential business leaders to discuss the issues shaping the future. At its recent event in London, the Journal aimed to find out what the next wave of tech had to offer. It turns out it's complicated. Helping us get a better sense of what might lie ahead is Sonali DeRiker, partner at Accel. She explains why it's less clear for investors lately.
The really interesting thing today is that it's probably never been a better time to be an entrepreneur. And in many ways, it's sort of never been a more difficult time to be an entrepreneur. The low-hanging fruit has sort of been taken. If you think about the first wave of technology innovation in media with companies like Netflix or shopping or e-commerce with Amazon, and of course, advertising and tech, which really you had a lot of data, so it adopted technology very fast, so Google and Facebook, etc. There's entire segments that's going to happen sort of faster than people think, especially on autonomous vehicles. But it's not easy to figure out how to build a logistics company in 2019. So I think it's difficult sectors that haven't been taken on yet.
Your data and privacy did come up many a time at the conference, and we learned some big tech companies see it as a good thing.
We think of data and machine learning, which is a kind of AI, really is a horizontal technology, and you have to view every industry and every new startup that we look at with the lens that if there's enough data available and enough compute power available, will this company essentially be extinct because they won't be able to compete? And that's a really interesting lens. But layered on top, and this is sort of one of my pet peeves, you have to think about data privacy. We really need to sort of stay on the right side here. And it's very difficult for these young companies to figure out how to adopt GDPR. I think some of the best and largest businesses themselves are probably struggling with GDPR. The interesting thing is we're now seeing a whole bunch of entrepreneurs really trying to solve this issue around privacy and differential privacy, and then also prejudice within AI.
The U.S. and China trade issue remains largely at play, and it turns out Europe may prove to be an example of what lies ahead.
Because of where China is and the U.S. is today, I've never had more calls and more inbound from the Chinese tech giants because they want to invest in the companies in Europe. They want to sort of make a play. So I don't know. Nothing's going to stop them, but they're looking here versus the U.S.
For more on the WSJ CEO Council, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.